Today's podcast is about a child's toy and a TV journalist. The child's toy is a gollywog. A gollywog is a soft toy, a sort of doll. There is a picture of a gollywog on the website, and I hope on your iPod screens. The golly in the picture is wearing black and white striped trousers and a red coat. He has a bow tie and a white shirt, and his skin is black, and he has curly black hair. Gollywog is intended to look like black minstrel singers and musicians in America in the late 19th century. Gollywog first appeared in a children's book in 1895. The book, which was called The Adventures of Two Dutch Dolls and Gollywog, was very successful, and lots more books about Gollywog followed. Naturally, toy manufacturers noticed the popularity of the Gollywog books, and they started to make Gollywog dolls, and the dolls were popular with children too. In the first half of the 20th century, many British children had a gollywog. Sometimes they loved their gollywog and took him everywhere they went, and sometimes they threw their gollywog into the corner or under the bed and forgot about him. Robertson's, a company which makes jam, used the gollywog as their trademark, what we would call a logo today, I think. For many years, children collected little gollywog stickers from the labels on jars of Robertson's jam. Then things started to change. Immigrants arrived in Britain, especially from former British colonies. Gradually, Britain became a racially diverse country. And people started to wonder, is it okay for children to have gollywog dolls? Surely a gollywog is an out-of-date stereotype of black people. Gollywogs, in short, are racist. Now, it was, of course, adults who worried about whether gollywogs were okay. I doubt if most children thought of their gollywog as representing real black people. Nonetheless, gollywogs gradually became less popular. Children wanted action men and Barbie dolls and computer games, not an old-fashioned gollywog doll. Eventually, even Robertson's stopped putting the gollywog on the labels of their jam jars. Now we turn to our TV journalist. Her name is Carol Thatcher. Where have you heard the name Thatcher before? Yes, Carol is the daughter of the former British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. Carol has done various reporting jobs for the BBC. After a TV show about 10 days ago, Carol was talking to a group of BBC colleagues. They were discussing an international tennis player, a black international tennis player. Carol referred to him as a gollywog. Some of the people who heard her were shocked. They told the producer of the TV programme. She in turn told the BBC's senior management. A few days later, Carol Thatcher was sacked. There has been a storm of controversy in the newspapers and on radio and television. Some people said that it was an unacceptable racist insult to refer to a black person as a gollywog. Other people said that when Carol called the tennis player a gollywog, it was only a bit of fun. They argued that Carol was having a private conversation and that the BBC were wrong to sack her. Personally, I think it is very insulting to call a black person a gollywog, but I know that lots of people think differently. English people do not all agree about what is acceptable language in a multiracial society. You are learning English, and I guess that sometimes you too find it difficult to know which words are acceptable and which are not. Poor Golly, he never meant to cause so much trouble. Goodbye.